What is the connection between the first Halukah and the second Halukah? So there's a basic debate between the Radak and the Al-Sheikh. The Radak explains that in the end of the first Halukah, we say Yimloch Hashem La'olam, that Hashem will rule forever. And says the Radak, Az Kishi Yimloch Hashem La'olam, once Hashem rules forever, Halukah Kol B'nei Olam, the whole world will praise Hashem. Shetakir Az Machluso, they all recognize his kingship. Az Yeh Shir Zemer Shelachem Tov V'Na'im V'Tilaschem Tia Naveh. And then the song, your song, will be good and pleasant, and your praise will be very beautiful. And that's why we say, Halukah ki tov zamra elokeinu ki na'im navasila, that the second Halukah begins praising the great song that will be pleasant. So after Yimloch Hashem Olam, after the whole world recognizes that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the king, then we'll achieve what we read about in the second Halukah of the whole world praising Hashem, a beautiful song. However, the Al-Sheikh explains that at the end of the first Halukah, we say that we have faith in the Geula, that the Yasom and the Amon Yodei, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, will support the widow and the orphan, and then Hashem will rule forever. And Halukah. However, now, how can we pray? How can we praise Hashem on the Geula? We're now in the Galus. We are experiencing Galus. Hameshaber libeinu ech yitzdak hilul. When we're in a state of Galus, what can justify praising Hashem? So the Al-Sheikh explains that nevertheless, we can still praise God. Why? Because even though we have Midas Adin, even though right now we are experiencing Midas Adin, God's divine justice through us being in Galus, Na'im, it's still Na'im, it's still pleasant. Why? Because through the suffering in exile, we'll be zocha, we will merit an even greater future. So in a sense, the second Halukah is reflecting and understanding that we haven't achieved the goal of Yimloch Hashem La'olam. We're still in Galus. But nevertheless, we praise Hashem because we believe that this Galus is for the best and we accept it as Hashem's will. And we still sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even while recognizing that fact.